Hey there, you're listening to the Chamber Connection podcast, conversation to keep you connected, featuring members, partners, and friends of the Ord Area Chamber of Commerce. On this episode of the Chamber Connection podcast, we're joined by Dr. Heather Nebezniak, Superintendent of Ord Public Schools, and Mr. Colin Landsman, Ord Public Schools Elementary School Counselor, and we're talking about the new Wholeness Healing Program that's available for all students. This program offers a flexible resource for students when it comes to mental wellness, offering two free sessions with a Wholeness Healing mental health provider. Some of the great things about this program is that it breaks down some of the barriers in terms of seeking mental health resources, and it's completely customizable based on each individual student's needs. So let's dive into some of the details of how this program works and the simple steps parents or guardians can take to engage their student in this program. Dr. Nebezniak and Mr. Landsman, thanks for joining us for this portion of the Chamber Connection podcast. Ord Public Schools has a new program, Wholeness Healing, that is available for not only staff members, but students as well. And so first, could you tell us more about what the Wholeness Healing program is?
Certainly. So Wholeness Healing is an agency that we are using as part of our employee assistance program. And it is not uncommon for schools and businesses to have an employee assistance program where staff members can go and get help and support for mental health services. However, what's unique about our plan is that we searched out over the course of the last 2 years, a way to bring that same type of services for mental health support to our students as well. That was identified as a need by not only our board members, but our staff as well, as how do we help our students? So this has been a work in progress, and Wholeness Healing was the actual agency that put together a proposal, and we were able to look at the services they were going to be able to provide. And we selected them so that we were able to not only have an employee assistance program, but now a student assistance program that can help support the school and our community with mental health services.
And I just love, you know, the fact it's so visionary and such an incredible asset for our community and our students. And so, you know, kudos to everyone for having that vision and for offering this for our community. So if I were a parent of a student and I started noticing, you know, my child had unusual behaviors, or I just felt like my child would benefit from talking with someone, what is the first step as far as utilizing the program? Like, what's the process for families, for the school? How does that work?
So anytime that a parent were to notice changes in their child, even without having a student assistance program, the school should know about that. We would want the parents to reach out to the teacher, to the principal, to the guidance counselor, whoever's appropriate for that conversation. Through that conversation, if a parent were to say, I just think my child needs some more support, or if the conversation came about of, have you ever considered a counselor? If the parent had a need for that, then we would let them know about the Wholeness Healing program. And we're actually putting that information out in a proactive way by just sharing that information with our families. But then we would really hone in and isolate that conversation with that family, letting them know about Wholeness Healing. The great part about the program is that the family can just call Wholeness Healing. There are sites in Grand Island, Kearney, Broken Bow, and Ord. And so they can call whichever office they would like to see, and they just need to say, hi, I have a child that attends Ord schools, and I was told I could call here. And that's all they need to do. We give a heads up on the back end that we've referred, and they are greeted, and they are able to move forward with the process about getting their child some help. It really removes that stigma and fear about how to find a provider. So through conversations, we make the referral, the family follows up and just makes the call, and they are welcomed because Wholeness Healing knows that they could be calling, and the process just goes from there.
Mm-hmm. And that's so great that it's so simple. Like, there's not a lengthy application process to utilize this program, and there's not all of, you know, the barriers that you may wonder if that's the case of how to utilize it. So love the simplicity of that.
That is correct. We really wanted to make sure that that was easy because it's hard. It's hard as a parent to know that your child is struggling and needs some help. All students are able to access it. They have 2 free sessions, and then Wholeness Healing will work with their ability to pay or their insurance. And we made it really clear that we wanted that first session to allow them to do the necessary paperwork, but still allow some time for an actual therapy or counseling session. We didn't want it to be, here, come fill out the paperwork and now you're done. Mm-hmm. Because this is a hard step for some of our families to take, and it shouldn't be. We have to remove the stigma. You would never withhold medical health services for your child. And mental health services are the same. And so removing that stigma is something that we felt was important through the process.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I want to jump in too and kind of piggyback on what Dr. Nebezniak was saying. The most exciting thing about this is starting that conversation with our community and with our parents about mental wellness, because there is that stigma. And whether it involves utilizing Wholeness Healing, just being able to acknowledge that your student might be dealing with your child might be dealing with something that you as parents feel like you are unable to find the tools to help them. That conversation, even to start with the school, can sometimes be difficult for fear of showing weakness or for fear of not doing the right thing for our students. So I really love that we're starting this conversation, and then it can continue using Wholeness Healing. And I have just really enjoyed working with Wholeness Healing, working with parents, and the reaction I get with parents when I'm talking to them about this opportunity is such a positive one. Like, they had no idea. I can't believe this is there. And I feel like many parents are really excited about this chance to offer their students just a unique opportunity. And even if they don't take this opportunity, the conversation that it opens with me as a school staff member and really all of our staff about the collaborative effort that it takes for the wellness of our children, I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, this is, Dr. Nebezniak, you and I have visited a bit before, but this model isn't something that's necessarily new to school systems, but it may be new for our area. And so, you know, what are those things that you are wanting our community to know about this new offering?
Yeah, Christina, you are correct. This is not a new concept. I was fortunate enough to work in 2 previous school districts that had programs like that. And when I relocated to Ord, that was something that we saw was a missing gap, but our board had already identified that they wanted to address that. When I was onboarding and talking about the goals of the district, they had already prioritized student mental wellness as a priority. And so in trying to get the word out, number one, we just need our families to know help is available, and it is available in a wide variety of ways. People seem to think that a child needs to see a counselor because they're acting out. That tends to be the most common one right now. And so it also encompasses all the other things that they have, though, because stress and anxiety, health and wellness of our kids, making positive choices, that's part of it. Anger control is part of it. But there's also things that are happening in our kids' lives that are important. So a separation or a divorce, a death of a grandparent or a family member, a death of a pet, that's grief. And so everybody needs different supports and everybody manages it differently. And so by providing a platform that everyone is available to use this however they see fit, I think really helps get the word out that it doesn't have to be a one size fit all, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have to be an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing I think is interesting about the way that we've had this set up is it's 2 incidents per contract year. But those incidents, those 2 visits per incident for those children, we clump that all together. So a child can have a traumatic event happen to them at the beginning of the year and go get some help. And then something can happen later in the year and they can still go get some help. It's not a once and done or you punch your ticket and it's over. It's a collective overview because we understand not all 600 of our students are going to go need to get help, but some are going to need a little bit more, or some are going to have those rough years and there's just a lot of things happening. And so I think the biggest message that I would love to get out there to our families is that there is help available. And it is flexible enough to meet the unique needs that our families have right now. And that mental wellness, it's not a one size fits all. And so we're able to really customize. And like Mr. Landsman said, whether it's through wholeness healing or other resources that we have, we just have to be involved in this process. We don't want our families to feel alone.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And Mr. Landsman, you mentioned, you know, earlier the benefits of just like mental health in general and removing the stigma around that. And by taking actions and taking steps to help serve our students in this way, I mean, I would imagine you work with the children and, you know, their families on a day-to-day basis. So just the impacts that that can have, the positive impacts that has for a student, you know, I'm sure it reflects in their schoolwork and their relationship with their peers. Like, what are you seeing as outcomes of, you know, whether it's just the wholeness healing program or just overall improvements and resources for mental health for students in general?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Those positive outcomes are just, I mean, it's so very clear. Our number one objective as a school system is student learning. And student learning simply will not happen to its full extent if kids don't feel safe and happy and healthy. Mm-hmm. And this is a huge part of that. The social emotional learning piece that I get to be largely responsible for in our school can so much be benefited by having resources that I can draw on and help from therapists at Wholeness Healing. And so I think you're exactly right that this is a full picture of a student, and we won't get them to their highest level if we can't start them feeling safe, happy, and healthy. And I had another point that I was wanting to throw in and I lost my train of thought, but I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Perfect timing.
One of the things that's so valuable about this program, and I think Dr. Nabesniak referenced this, is that it can happen entirely separate from the school regarding when and where students and their families meet with therapists, but also it can happen in the school. Some families struggle to find that time or transportation elsewhere. And so Wholeness Healing and some of their therapists are willing to come into our building and find a safe place to meet with students during a time that doesn't really disrupt their academic day. Mm-hmm. And that can be a really nice thing. While some families might prefer being outside of the school, it's very powerful for some students maybe that aren't taking advantage of Wholeness Healing to see other students who are, to see the therapists walk in the building, to see them as just a safe adult that's not a teacher that is spending time with our students and kids coming out of those rooms happy, smiling, and getting right back in the classroom. And that goes a long way towards reducing that stigma and showing the relationship and the connection that we as a district see between our social emotional learning and our scores on MAP tests, our scores on the state required tests, our scores on ACTs, and just the overall lifelong success of our people. Because that mental wellness the needs for that aren't going to stop when they leave our walls. Those mm-hmm. will continue through their entire life. And if they've learned at a young age to have that face-to-face conversation, to admit their weaknesses, to apologize, to seek forgiveness, to push through adversity, then those skills are going to pay off for them in the long run.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I would just like to kind of follow up with what Mr. Landsman said on that, because as an administrator who've used programs similar to this in other districts, it was very powerful for me to have the connection with the counselor. And the families are able to do that. They're able to sign off and say, yep, that's okay if the counselor and the teacher talks, or the therapist and the school counselor, or the principal and the therapist talk. And that really helped me when I was a building principal to be able to call and say, you know what, I've noticed so-and-so is just really struggling. And then they'll be like, yeah, they weren't able to come to their last two appointments. Mom's car broke down. And then that helped me jump in and say, oh, let's make this happen. Or how can I do that? Or they might fill me in on some information. But to build that relationship, and not all of our families, some of them wanted to keep it a little bit more private as they worked through that. And that was totally fine. We honor that. But for the families that are like, oh, I don't even see this at home. It's a school type behavior we're working on. It was nice to be able that parent didn't have to be the middle person conveying it. Well, the teacher tells me they see this. I don't see it. So I just, like I said, I like the personalized approach that we can offer our kids, because kids are unique, beautiful creatures, and their needs are all very different. And we need to make sure that we are fostering their strengths and we're helping them grow in areas they need to grow. And that's going to be different for all kids.
That reminds me of the saying, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And I feel like this is just the perfect example of that network or that village that's available for students and families in our community. You've got the mental health providers, and you've got the school counselors and their school support system and their families, and just the fact that it's very customizable and it can just be approached in a lot of different ways to meet the students and the families where they're at is so incredible. So, yeah. All right. Do you guys have any other thoughts to share on the program that we didn't touch on?
I think the main thing is just, if there are questions about how the program works, please reach out. Wholeness Healing, you can call in, anybody can call any of them and just say, my student goes to ORD. And they can go ahead and get started that way. And asking a question over the phone can still provide help. It doesn't count as a session, but they're willing to help in that capacity as well. And then checking out the Wholeness Healing website and looking at some of the resources that are there.
Absolutely. And we can certainly include the phone numbers and the website in the show notes of this episode so people can have convenient access to that. But.
And I would just want to reiterate that human to human conversation is so important in 21st century America, with the power of social media and digital technology is wonderful. We wouldn't be able to do this Zoom discussion that we're doing right now without
it.
But that power in the hands of our young people really has some challenges, and it's not set up to allow for this kind of face-to-face conversation that becomes so important. And so I just fear that those skills are fading. And so again, being able to have these conversations with the people at Wholeness Health or with all of our staff at OPS is just a huge part of educating our young people going forward. So
yeah, another huge plus of the program. I agree. Just that personal face-to-face interaction is a skill and something that just we as humans need. So
yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you both for joining us for this episode. Like I said, we'll have all the contact info and details in the show notes of this episode so people can access that. But again, thank you for all that both of you do for our students and our community. It's greatly appreciated.
You are welcome. Thank you, Christina, for all that you do as well, helping us get the word out.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Christina.
Be sure to check the show notes of this episode for contact information for ORD Public Schools and Wholeness Healing. Thanks for tuning in.